minutes, just before 5 to 8. A project using dogs to help adults with autism is being launched in Oxfordshire. This is amazing, this actually. It's already been running in Berkshire, where Dogs for Good has been working with the Kingwood Trust. Mark's from Bicester, he's got Asperger's, and has been working with handler Sarah Tosh-Robb.
If you want to ask him to sit
down, Max, sit down.
Good. And give him his treat.
Max.
It's lovely. Okay. Then we're going to walk. Okay. Come on. Okay. Good. Lovely, Mark.
Come on, Max.
When we first met Mark, he didn't like to go out and about on his own, and he would have to have an awful lot of encouragement just to go out for 10 minutes by himself. So we've been working towards helping him reduce his anxieties and gain confidence, and also to have belief in his own abilities by working with the dog and seeing how the dog responds to him. That obviously boosts his confidence that somebody's listening. He's able to actually learn about training, learn about grooming. So he then feels that, yeah, I can do it on my own as well, which is, you know, brilliant. So his life's much more fuller and much more independent for him.
And when I do the grooming, it makes me feel nice and calm. And it's very relaxing for the dog and good for the dog. Makes me feel less anxious.
Well, the dog's doing an amazing job there. Chris Ingram is Chief Executive of Style Acre, a charity supporting autistic people, which is centres in Wallingford, in Didcot and in Banbury. Chris, thank you for coming on the programme this morning. What is it about dogs that makes them so suitable for working with adults with autism?
Good morning, Howard. Just to say that we don't just support people with autism, it's learning disabilities as well. And I think that's one of the reasons why we wanted to start this project, because we saw the fantastic results that Kingwood achieved, who work with people with autism, and we wanted to broaden it out to people with learning disabilities as well as those who have autism. And the dogs are fantastic because dogs aren't judgmental about people. They come in with a very friendly approach, and often the guys that we support are anxious. They struggle to communicate sometimes, and the dogs open that. They break down the barriers to that communication.
How does the project work, Chris?
Well, we this is a joint project with Kingwood and Dogs for Good, three charities working together, which is fantastic in itself. And we basically work with Sarah, who you heard on the radio clip, and we have 3 days of her time. And we split that and we break it down into very organised sessions. We assess the people who we think will have the most benefit and who will achieve the best outcomes. And then Sarah works with those either on a group basis or an individual basis to achieve their goals.
Difficult decisions to make about how many people you can support, because obviously there's only finite resources. How do you actually get funded, Chris?
Well, at the moment, we're currently fundraising for this project to keep it going. We've received a very good donation recently from the Kennel Club, so that's greatly appreciated. But we do this through fundraising, so it's something that we believe as a charity adds value. It's just a little bit different to work with people, to get people focused in a different way. There's a lot of talk about technology at the moment, and everyone's using technology and apps, and they do wonderful things. But actually, we've seen bringing things back to basics with a dog has seen some fantastic outcomes in reducing anxiety, getting people out into their community, and it's been fantastic. And smiles on faces as well. It's amazing what happens when a dog walks into the room, and people genuinely smile.
Yeah, too right. Chris, well done. It sounds like you're doing an amazing thing there. Chris Ingram from Style Acre. It's a couple of minutes before 8, with results of my health check to come in the next 15 minutes as well. Let's see how we're doing on the road.